This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعده. My brothers and sisters, as you can see, I'm standing in the middle. It's not a snowstorm, it's a flurries of snow which are falling. As you can see, they are falling where I'm standing. If you see what's behind me, subhanAllah, if you look at this this picture here, and I'll also post a couple of pictures, it's absolutely clean, white, without any blemish on it. Nobody has stepped onto it till now. Not even any footprints in the snow. There has been about, 8 or 9 inches of snow that has fallen. I'll talk about that a little later, but just to give you an idea, 1 inch of snow on 1 acre of land weighs 1 ton. Roughly speaking, weighs 1 ton. Imagine the snow coming down, not one flake at a time, but the whole snow at once. What would happen? If it is 1 ton, which is 1 inch of snow, we have had about 8 inches, that would be 8 tons of material descending from whatever height it descends. There wouldn't be anything living left after that. And if you think that is big, 1 inch of rain is one on 1 acre of land. 1 inch of rain, that's how it's measured, weighs 131 tons. So imagine if just one inch of rain falls, what will happen? And a lot more than that falls. If that rain didn't come down one drop at a time, and if it came down at once, what would be the result? This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that He sends what He sends. His blessing can turn into a problem. The blessing can turn into a curse if it was not sent in the way that He sends it. So not only do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings, we thank Him for His blessings the way He sends them. Memory is a blessing. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alzheimer's is when you lose memory. Memory is a blessing. But alhamdulillah, so is forgetfulness. If we didn't forget, we would not be able to survive the first trauma that we face in life. We would not be able to survive the first bereavement that we face in life. That would finish us completely and totally, because we will not be able to get that memory away from our minds. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us memory, and He gave us also forgetfulness. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. We thank Him for His forgetfulness. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us eyesight, but He did not give us the ability to look into people's hearts. Imagine the amount of fitna we create even without looking into people's heart. All the evil that we believe and insist on believing about people instead of believing good. What would happen if you could actually see inside their hearts? What would happen if somebody could see inside my heart? Forget about people. If somebody could see inside my heart, what would happen? Ask yourself that question. I'm asking myself that question. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that He gave us only sight as much as He gave us. Alhamdulillah, we can take this and we can think about all these blessings jalla jalaluhu, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gave us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more for what He chose not to give us. My brothers and sisters, this dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, He created it in His wisdom, and He gave us in it what He wanted to give us. And He taught us through His kitabs and through His messengers to be grateful for what He gave us, and to continue to thank Him for what He gave us. I'm now walking out on the, you see now, I'm walking out in the in the snow itself, and you can see how the snow is falling, and you can see the snow on the trees. And then in a moment I'm going to turn around and you will see, those of you who listen to these regular reminders regularly, you would have seen the ones I did in autumn, in the fall, and you would have seen those bushes, the absolute blood red berry bushes and the trees and the beautiful fall colors, and you see them now as I turn around. Those are the same, that things at the back are the same bushes that you see now, completely covered. See the snow, see how absolutely pristine and white it is. There's no footsteps, there's nothing on this. My brothers and sisters, this is what our amal can look like. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us amal which will look like this when we meet Him, inshallah. Because this is what the whole point is, to keep ourselves clean. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us clean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to become clean. And every time, just like the snow here is covering up whatever there was, and is covering up whatever there is, and hiding it. Now, whatever is below the snow, if there was garbage, you don't see it anymore. Whatever is there is hidden. It's covered up. It looks smooth. The surface looks absolutely even. Even though the surface is not even, the surface will have things in it which are there. There will be ups and downs on the surface, but you can't see them because the snow has covered everything now. But the thing to understand, that this is how we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover up our sins, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to completely free us from sin, and so that even the mention of the sin is not there, so that the sin is not just forgotten but wiped out completely and totally, as if it had never been committed. We ask Allah to save us from disobeying Him in any way whatsoever. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. My brothers and sisters, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the biggest curse. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remember the ayats in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned the adab, the worst punishment that will be given to the people who deny Him and disobey Him and die in that state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them. La yanzuru ilayhim. Allah will not look at them and will not purify them. So Allah, imagine, Allah is not saying I'll put them in Jahannam and so on and so on. Jahannam and so on is nothing compared to the fact that my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu will not look at me for the slave. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when they see, they will say, Ya laytani kuntu turab, I wish I was dust, I wish I was nothing, I wish I was completely, either I did not exist. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a beautiful existence. There is no need to live in a way where we end up in a situation where we have to wish for something like I don't exist, I wish I didn't exist. No, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for creating us, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us all that He gave us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Amazing to see the snow plows working, how these people work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. The amazing work ethic. Roads are clean, even though there is so much snow. I'm looking at the snow in the fields and so on. But the road itself is absolutely clean because the snow plows have been at work right from about 3 o'clock in the morning or so. They're hard at work cleaning up the roads and so on, so that people can go to work, and the work of the dunya never stops. SubhanAllah, the work of the dunya never stops. I wish we live our lives in a way where the work of deen will never stop, and that we continue to do our work no matter what, that we continue to do our work. My brothers and sisters, as I have been walking, you can see here pristine snow, and then after I step in it, you see footprints. And this is what happens to our lives also. Let me show you the footprint. I hope those came through. If not, I will take a photo of it and send you also. But the point is, this is what happens in our lives. Our lives are clean until we decide to do something about it. Now, if those footprints are footprints leading to goodness, alhamdulillah. But if they are footprints leading to evil, then that's what we have to answer for. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves, to save us from the wasawis of our nafs, to save us from the wasawis of shaitan, and to enable us to live a life which is pure, which is in keeping with His majesty and grace. You know, I always wanted to eat a snowflake. So let me see if one will land on my mouth. Ah, there it goes. Beautiful, tastes like water. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you what you ask for and give you what He wants to give you after that, which will leave you completely and totally amazed at His generosity and beauty. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum.